Hey, it's great to be with you. My name is Tim. I'm the lead pastor here at Mosaic, and I am so grateful that it's sunny outside. And it's really good to be here together inside singing of Jesus, and then it's going to be equally as good to be outside thanking Jesus for the weather. But so good to be with you. We're going to take an offering right now, and it's part of our gathering every time we gather. And so we've got some volunteers that are going to pass some baskets, and it's our opportunity for those of us that consider Mosaic our church home, our church family, to respond to God by trusting Him with all that we have. So if you're a guest here, don't feel like you got to put in to be here. You don't. We're just really, really glad you chose to spend a part of your Sunday here with us at Mosaic. As Jason alluded to earlier, our gathering maybe looks and feels a little bit different today than maybe what would be normal. And so we have been in a teaching series through the book of Matthew that we've called Being Human. It's been a few months that we've been working through this particular book of the Bible, and it's been fantastic. And we're actually right in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount, which is just this wonderful and radical teaching from Jesus. And we're going to push pause on that today, and we'll come back and pick it up next week. But part of the reason that we've taken communion already together in our gathering before the teaching is because we're doing things a little bit different. And so I want to step out of the book of Matthew for a moment and into a book that's a little further down in Scripture. It's the book of Acts. And the book of Acts, if you're not familiar with it, is the story of the birth of a movement. It's God giving the Holy Spirit to the first followers of Jesus, and he forms something called the church. And he works through people, beginning in the book of Acts and through up until today, this Sunday, May 21st, 2017, God has worked and will continue to work through the people that he calls to himself who respond to him and who are empowered by the Holy Spirit. And so the Acts is this radical, kind of fast-paced, action-packed book within the Bible that tells the work of the Holy Spirit. At the very beginning of the book of Acts, the disciples we're told, are sitting with Jesus having a meal, and Jesus has already been crucified, he's been buried, he's resurrected from the dead, and then he's hanging out with his disciples. It's about 40 days, so if you can imagine a few weeks after Jesus is resurrected, and they're just, imagine what that would be like to be with Jesus, and everything has changed, he's conquered death. And they ask him this question. They say, Jesus, is right now the time that you're going to bring the kingdom back to, and they said, Israel. You're going to restore the kingdom to Israel. You're going to put us back in a place of prominence and of power, and are you going to be identified with us as a people, ethnically, Jews, the people of Israel, above and beyond every other people? And I want to read to you Jesus' response. I want to read to you how Jesus responds to that question from his disciples, because it helps us understand as a church family where we fit in the story. Listen to these words. It's in Acts chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. This is Jesus' response to his disciples' question. He says to them, "It is not for you to know the times or the dates the Father has set by his own authority. Are you going to restore the kingdom now to Israel? It's not for you to know the time and dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem," which is where they were. They were in Jerusalem. "You'll be my witnesses for me here in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria," so the surrounding region, if you can imagine the close states around there, "and to the ends of the earth, to the rest of the planet. The Holy Spirit's going to come on you, and you'll receive power from the Holy Spirit, and then you'll be my witnesses. You'll be empowered to stand for me and to speak for me where you are, in the surrounding area, and to the ends of the earth." And as a church, Mosaic, our story ties into this. We're actually in this text. We show up in here, not by name, but to the ends of the earth. We're included in that. Portland is the end of the earth. Just seeing if you're there. Not really. Portland's not really the end of the earth, but and Portland's not mentioned in Scripture. The Pacific Northwest isn't mentioned in Scripture. U.S. isn't mentioned in Scripture. But what we see is that God starts this movement. He bursts this thing called the church, and it grows, and it moves, and it changes, and it plants other churches, and it plants more churches after that, and goes and goes and goes. And then we find ourselves here today as a 14-year-old church that began with a vision to plant churches and to grow and to change and to evolve and move. and then to plant again and plant again. We've planted 6 churches. The most recent has been Mosaic North, which is in North Portland, and we believe God that's called us to continue to plant churches, that's part of who we are and what God wants to do through us, to be witnesses for people who don't know Jesus in and around the Portland metro area. Part of that process is what God does in us as individuals and in us as leaders. That is, the Holy Spirit empowers us as a church. He empowers first the individuals and leaders, and that we were responsive to what God is doing in our lives. And what that means is change. And so I want to tell you about a change that's coming to our church because God has moved in individuals' lives and the lives of leaders. And change is both difficult and exciting. It's both sad and stretching. It's all of that. But I want to share with you a change that's coming to our church, particularly as it relates to our leaders, and specifically to Jason Simmons and Adam Harvey. And so Jason and Adam, would you join me up here? Would you guys welcome them up here?
Got to be fast. That clapping ends fast.
It does. We didn't rehearse that. We should have.
You should do the give them a hand, maybe delay that a little bit more. And then
really? Jesus. We'll do that at our 1 o'clock gathering.
At our 1 o'clock,
yeah. So, by the way, if you're here and this is the first time that you've ever been to Mosaic, we're really glad that you're here. And this is totally different. This doesn't happen very often. And so this is a great Sunday to be here. Check us out. So glad that you're here. Jason Simmons, Adam Harvey. Jason, you've been a part of Mosaic for its entire life, for 14 years, that you and Kathy, and at the time you had 2 children, and now you've got a lot more than that, double that.
Double.
And you guys moved to be a part of Mosaic, the plant team that started on day one. So you've been a pastor, a leader here at Mosaic. Tell us the change that's coming in your life as God has moved in you, as he's moved through you.
Like you said, 14 years, we moved from Seattle. We had 2 little kids at that time. And Kathy was pregnant with our 3rd. And the guy that was planting Mosaic said, "Hey, do you guys want to come to Portland and plant?" And we knew right away that we were supposed to come. Like, literally when he asked us to come, Randy Shaw asked us to come to Portland, we said yes. And that was really a result of the work that God was doing in me. Kind of leading up to that conversation, and God's been doing something similar in me for the last couple of years. There's been a new movement of the Holy Spirit and God speaking to me about becoming a lead pastor. And so about 2 years ago, when you were on sabbatical, I started praying about that, and then you came back from sabbatical, and we talked a lot about it, God, I've been seeing a spiritual director. I've been getting counsel from people in my life, wise people. A lot of conversations with my wife, Kathy. And about 3 months ago, we decided that it was time for me to put myself out there and start looking for a lead pastor job. And so I called our field office. Our field office is the network that supports 100 or so churches in Oregon, Washington, Alaska, and Idaho. And I said, "Hey, what are the lead pastor roles that are out there? I really want to know because I think this is what God's leading me to." And he told me what they were, and I was like, "I really love Mosaic, and I don't know if I want to leave Mosaic for the, you know." It was a really, really tough thing. And he said to me, "Well, I'm actually creating a position in our field office, and I think you should consider the role." And I said, I don't want to work in a field office. I don't want to work off the front lines. I love the local church. I want to be in people's lives. I don't think I want to do that." And but I said, "But I'm open." And that's anytime you tell God you're open to something, man, watch out, because after a series of prayer and conversation, I decided to take the position at the field office, which means I'll be stepping out of my role as a pastor here at Mosaic, effective August 1st. So that's the big transition. A lot of emotion. about that. A lot of really clearly seeing God's fingerprints on the process. We, you know, part of the decision was being able to actually see this role as a step towards a lead pastor job at some point, like as a preparation to be able to step back from leading in a local church and seeing what God's doing in a bunch of other churches before jumping into that. And so I'm thrilled about the opportunity, but this is hard because this is my church family, and this is just a lot of affection and love for this place, and just looking around the room, the people sitting here. And so it's a mixed bag, man, kind of feeling all the feels, you know?
I know, kind of. I have written down sad plus exciting, and that's to remind me that there's both going on, because I can so easily get into one and not the other and neglect one. And one of the first things I said to Jason when he finally made the decision, again, we'd walk through this process, just talking for several months, and just walking through it as friends, as leaders, and teaming together, and just once you finally made the decision, realizing like I'm sad because of the change, that what we have won't be the same, and I've never led at Mosaic without you, and so that there's a sense of loss in that, and so just the sadness that goes along with that, but also because I've walked with you through this so closely, the excitement of what God's done in you, and the way that you really held your life with open hands and said, God, these are some of the things I think I want and I'm dreaming about and I desire, but I want to submit that to you, and to watch how the conversations have evolved and the opportunity that eventually did come up, and you wrestled with that, and that there is a sense of excitement that God's giving you a wider level of influence, that he is taking you into a season of preparation to lead, that it's really mixed. And what does this mean for your family and being at Mosaic and that kind of the office that you'll be working at? I mean, you're not moving, your home's not changing, your kids' schools aren't changing, the office is here near the airport, so right here in town. What does this mean for your family and Mosaic?
Yeah, we're excited to stay in Portland, and you know, not have to relocate, not have to take our kids out of their schools, and just continue to have the relationships that we've established here in our neighborhood and in our church. One of the questions people have asked me, I've shared this with several people, and one of the questions people have asked me is, are you going to continue to attend Mosaic? And I tell them, we hope to. We would love to. But I've never not been a pastor at Mosaic. I don't even know what it's like to attend here without being a pastor. And I don't know what it's like to be involved on that level, and that I think will have its challenges. So I'm trying to be sober about that and realistic about that. We want to just take it one step at a time. We'll probably take a couple of months where we're not attending Mosaic, and then kind of put our toe back in the water, and just take it one step at a time. But that's our desire. My kids are connected here. They love this church. I've got kids that are in the youth ministry. I've got kids who are in our children's ministry. And it sounds like I got like 80 kids. I only have four. But many children. So that, you know, the emotion, sad and excited. The sadness is, and I referenced this earlier, not only do I love this church, I love contending for this church. I love praying for this church and teaming with Adam and Tim and Kim and so many others. And I already miss that. I already miss those conversations when we're dreaming and praying and seeking God's direction. That's hard. I mentioned the relationships. That makes me sad to think about those relationships not ending but changing. And then I think the excitement is that whenever God does a work in a person's heart and leads them to change, it often means really, really, really good things for the kingdom of God. It means that New frontiers are reached for Christ. New churches get started. New leaders are established. More people come to know and follow Jesus when we are responsive to that. And I'm excited for what this means for Mosaic and for the new ground that God's going to call us to take as a church family. I'm excited for what I get to do in a place, in a different job, different role, and for what that's going to mean for seeing new leaders emerge and develop and more people come to know Christ. So I'm thrilled about that. And I'm also excited that this is the kind of a church you need to understand. This is not... I've been here 14 years, so I'm a little biased. I'm not going to lie. I'll be very honest. But it is not every church that encourages its leaders to be paying attention to what God is saying to them and to be paying attention to what God is doing in the life of the pastors. There are a lot of churches that the pastors come and they are expected to lead mission and work, and it's not really important what God's doing in your life. But here, that's so not the case. This is the kind of a community that encourages its pastors to listen to God and respond to Him. And He's doing that in me. And I'm excited that you've created that kind of a culture here, that we get to do that, Tim, and that you encourage us to be paying attention to the work of God in our own lives. But then I'm also excited, Adam, that God's been working in your life and bringing you to a new place. I've been leading Mosaic North for the last 2.5, 3 years, well, longer than that, but we started 2.5 years ago up in North Portland. And I'm really excited that Adam is going to be stepping in to lead Mosaic North moving forward.
Pretty beard. Yes.
Nice shirt. So Adam, can you...
It's staying. It's not going anywhere. It's just there.
What happened?
That's...
Adam, can you tell everybody what God's doing in your life, yeah, the work that He's doing in you, and how He's brought you to this point?
Yeah, thanks, Jason. It was probably 6 years ago or something like that. My family loaded everything up into a U-Haul to move across the country, and really responding to a call to come to this city that God loves and cares for, and to be a part of His kingdom going forward in this city. And that was 6 years ago. The first 5 years we were here, that played itself out as a church plant out on the west side called Life Bridge. And we served at the church plant. We loved it. We loved the people there. We loved what God was doing in and through that church plant. And about a year ago, it became clear to my wife and I that whatever God was going to do in that church plant, He had done it. And it was time for us to close it and to move forward. And it was a painful, painful decision, partly because we loved engaging in the city in that way. We loved planting, and partly because I had no idea what we were going to do next. We still felt very called to the city, and ended up having lunch with Tim, and many of you guys know this story. Found that Mosaic had an unexpected opening and got to step into that role, and it was great because we were about to be unemployed, and so God was providing, and... And now seeing this transition happen and seeing how God is allowing us to return to something that we're passionate about, that we love, that we feel called to, we're just excited. I think in the midst of God leading, it's not always clear. It's certainly not always comfortable. But looking back over this narrative and seeing clearly God has had His hand in moving and rearranging and placing our lives right where they are. So we feel like we're in the middle of God's will, and we're really excited about that.
So again, just to recap there, Jason, when we started praying and visioning as a church about how to plant again, we had planted 5 churches and felt God was calling us to plant in another way. And so instead of planting an independent church, we planted another gathering of Mosaic in North Portland, weekly gatherings there for 2.5 years. Jason stepped up right away and said, that sounds like me. I want to be a part of helping to shape that and get that started, but not feeling like that was going to be long-term for him, that he'd change. You've 14 years here. You've probably not had one role description for longer than 3 years at any, I mean.
Yeah, that's true. And I've loved that. That's one of the things I've loved about, yeah.
So you never said this, but going on 3 years at North, kind of going, okay, what's, there might have even been part of that, like, okay, what's next? And so for Adam to step in at North is, again, we couldn't see this happening a year ago, the pieces that we're moving, so really feel like God's provided for us as a church. And here's part of the reason why. Can you kind of explain what it was like for you and your wife, Dana, and your girls to go and hang out at North and experience what it's like to be at the North Gathering?
Yeah, so we started having this conversation within the pastoral team, the lead team, and probably about a month ago, 6 weeks ago, and the first thing we did, my wife and I, we got in the car and it's like, let's just drive out there. Let's drive through the neighborhoods, through the streets. We prayed and just dreamt and were imagining, and it was exciting. Then a few weeks after that, we got a chance to go join North on a Sunday and had an absolute blast. They meet in a school. They have to set things up and hang things, and it was exciting to us, seeing that frontier, seeing that edge where the kingdom is being developed. Our kiddos loved it. Our oldest daughter, I thought, was going to jump in and start helping with tear down at the end of the gathering. And it just felt like what God has asked us to do and how he's asked us to invest our lives in his kingdom, and just really resonated with us.
So some of you hear that, and you hear what the experience is like to set up kids ministry in a gym, to set up a stage and a band every week, and to meet in a high school, and you go, I cannot, that sounds like the worst experience I can imagine on a Sunday morning. And then to have a leader who's like, that's exciting. Dana, Adam shared that you got in the car afterwards, like, if there's any way that we can be a part of this, we want in. And so that was the launch team 2-3 years ago. And so just to really feel a sense of confirmation, like, you're excited about this. We follow others of you say, that sounds really exciting. Can I be a part of that? Or can I be a part of something like that? And what that tells us is that God has gifted us and wired us differently, and we need those differences. Some of us, I shared this a number of months ago, that as a church, as Mosaic, we're nearing 14 years old. Again, a vision to plant churches, that's really hard, sacrificial, challenging work to do. The church sends and gives a lot when it does that. And what happens is often those that are on the kind of the outer edge of looking at what's next, entrepreneurial, they're more apostolically gifted. They're always thinking about who doesn't know Jesus. We kind of describe them as a pioneer. They're always headed for what's next. Adam fits that. And we need more pioneers here. Because we've planted so much, our ratio, our population of settlers, we've become stronger on the settler side, those that like to help solidify, strengthen, deepen, grow. And so we've had more settlers, and we need more pioneers. And one of the things that we said a few months ago is, would you join us in either, if you're a pioneer, that you'd raise your hand and go, I think I'm a pioneer. How can I play a role in where God's leading Mosaic? Or I'll commit to praying for more pioneers, and that we actually believe God's bringing those to us to prepare us for this next season. So, Adam, just so excited that God's brought you here, that God was moving pieces and people before we even knew what was happening, before Jason even started putting his dreams and desires before God. And so just so grateful that God's taking care of us in that sense, and to have you here and to step in and lead it North is really exciting. And you're going to have a blast. It's going to be great. A couple other things of in this season for Mosaic, as Jason mentioned, they're going to take a break from being here on Sundays. And just if I can translate that for you a little bit, he's going to go fishing, and he's going to sleep in, and he's going to enjoy not having a work responsibility on a Sunday. And in no way am I jealous of that at all.
But there'll be one less guy with a beard preaching.
Yes. Yeah.
So we got that going for us.
When you come back and dip your toe, if you could have like just a mustache, that would be great.
Do something
wild, yeah. Different. Yeah.
Crazy.
That'd be crazy. Here's one thing for us as a church. When Jason and Kathy and the kids kind of test the waters, so to speak, of what it's like to be here as part of the church family without carrying a pastoral role responsibility, is that we give them space to do that. And don't put the expectation on here. Well, come and give me a, wow, nice pick. If you don't know, that's the pastoral, hey, I'm transitioning family picture. No, it's not. It's not. That's seasonal. It's just the beard fully came in and they needed to go take a picture. So, but what we can do is just give him space to be here and be a friend and not a pastor. And so we want to hold those open, and we don't know how that's going to go. Love Jason, and we'd love to have the Simmons a part of our church family and hope that can happen. But at the same time, don't want to put undue expectations on them. If you're asking the question, and I hope you are, and if you're not, let me put it in your mind, how can I lean in during this season of transition? The first thing is that you can pray. You can just pray for what God has for Mosaic next. We've seen this enough over 14 years to know that God provides. And so not just provides for us in terms of leadership, but that we provide clarity in this next season as we look forward. We've, again, believe that God uses new churches to reach new people in our city, and we want to be a part of that. We would love to plant again. We don't know how far out that is and what that will look like, but you just need to know that we're praying and we're looking ahead of what it would look like to plant again in the city. And so you can be praying about those things. I want to invite you to lean in and serve in some way. We're starting at the end of June, a 10-week Wednesday night event that will happen throughout the summer that will be for everyone. And so from kids on up, but we'll start with a meal, I think is at 6 p.m. on Wednesday nights here and in North. And then the core part of it will be a class that will probably be an hour or so on scripture. We live in a city that does not believe that this book is the word of God, that it's reliable, that it's trustworthy, that we can actually look at it and say, this is direction for our life. And so we're going to take time just understanding how this book is reliable and then how to study it together. There'll be something for kids, for students. The youth group will be going. All that is happening on Wednesday nights. We need help with that, just volunteers and people to serve. So that's another way. Continue to give. That's a part. We're ending our fiscal year at the end of June. July 1 starts a new fiscal year, so we got this month, May, and June to finish strong in our fiscal year so that you would give in this season. We've got a partnership class coming up on June 3rd. It's a Saturday, 2 weeks from yesterday. If you want to take the next step in and find out more about how God's gifted you and created you to serve as a part of his mission in this world, that's something that's coming up that you can participate in and lean in that way. Jason will be around for a little-ish 2 months. You got some vacation time before you start your new role August 1. We're going to do a Jason-focused thing, party extravaganza. We haven't titled it yet, but it'll be July 2nd. So that's July 4th weekend. July 2nd is a Sunday. We'll be doing our serve Sunday here, just like we did last year. And then a special party just for you.
Thanks.
You're really excited about that.
I'll be there.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, I will. I'll be there.
Did I leave anything out? I forget anything? Thank you. Adam will continue to lead life groups, and so he's carried a number of different responsibilities. So for those of you that are life group leaders and coaches, Adam is staying in his role leading life groups for our whole church, and on Sundays in a few weeks, he'll start to transition out to Mosaic North, and so he won't be present here on Sundays. And so, and I understand that you're taking your bride with you to North, and so
I hope so.
She's been a great teacher in our
She's not heard about any of this until today.
She doesn't know about this? Okay, that's a problem. Jason will talk you through that one. Here's what I want to do. I just want to ask God's blessing on us as a church, on this transition, on you and your family, Jason, on you and your family, Adam. And so I'm going to do that, and then we're going to sing one last song together, and then we're going to be done, and Jason will be here, and you can come and talk to him and give him a hug and tell him how much you appreciate him, and you get a prize if you can make him cry. So we're going to do that as well. You know what? I do want to say, this is going to probably happen a lot over the next 6 or 8 weeks, but Jason, I just admire you as a man and as a husband, as a father, and then as a pastor, and just so deeply respect how you've gone through this process, but even before that, how you've served sacrificially and faithfully and fruitfully here at Mosaic for so long. It's rare to have a pastor be in one place giving themselves to a community for 14 years, and it's been one of the greatest gifts to Mosaic that God's given it. And so just want to honor you and say thank you. And
thank you, Tim. Are you trying to win your prize?
I am, a little bit. That crossed my mind as I was talking, because I started to tear up a little bit, and I was like, dang it, I wonder if you will.
Nope, not going to happen.
Okay,
nope.
Okay. All right, I got time.
No prize for
you.
Time.
Dang it. So hey, would you do this? Would you stand with me? I'm going to pray, and then we're going to sing and be done today.